Hey everyone, welcome back to the Banana Thumbnail Podcast, where we bring thumbnails to life to crush the competition. Today, we've got something really cool to dive into. Three major mistakes to avoid when testing AI with the Turing test. Absolutely. I can't wait to get into this. I mean, the Turing test is such a hot topic right now, and the mistakes you're talking about can really change the game. What's the first one? Right off the bat, the biggest mistake I see is ignoring version stability. A lot of people get frustrated when they ask, what's the purpose of the Turing test? And they think they can just run their AI model today and compare it to results from last month. But that's not how it works. Wait, so what you're saying is that if AI models are updated frequently, the results can vary dramatically even within a short time frame. Exactly. Imagine if you were testing a car and assumed every model year had the same specs. You'd be in for a surprise, right? Research has shown that performance can swing wildly, up to 60% variance, just by changing versions. You could think you're testing the same model, but really you're not. Jordan, oh wow, that's actually really interesting. So if a company does a Turing test in March and then rolls out their AI in June, they might be working with a totally different model. Yes, that's why it's crucial to document the version and release date of the AI. You want to compare apples to apples, not apples to oranges that were cooked differently. If you're testing customer service, AI, for example, your customers will notice if the model behaves differently. That makes total sense. So what's the second mistake people make? The second major mistake is ignoring hidden system prompts. This one really caught me off guard the first time I encountered it. When you set up your Turing test, you think you have a clean slate, but the AI has these undocumented instructions that you can't even see. So basically, these hidden prompts can really mess up your comparisons. Exactly. Research shows over 90% of comparison failures come from these hidden instructions. It's like diagnosing an engine issue while someone's got a secret chiptune running. You might think you're testing the AI's human-like abilities, but you're actually testing corporate guidelines and personality adjustments. Wow, that's pretty wild. So what should people do to navigate around those hidden prompts? Good question. I recommend running your tests with multiple different initial prompts. If you vary your approach and the AI's responses cluster around certain patterns, you can start to figure out how those system-level constraints might be influencing the results. Also, it helps to use models that give you more control over these behaviors. Got it. Now, what's the third mistake? The third mistake is relying only on top predictions in your assessment. Turing test, and just look at the AI's best answer, you're missing a lot of critical data. It's like judging an engine's health by only checking the oil. Oh, interesting. So you're suggesting we look at more than just the one output? Absolutely. You should sample multiple outputs, at least 100 of them. That way, you can gauge how confident the model really is. If you only look at the top prediction, you miss out on understanding how varied its responses can be. Right. So if an AI's responses are all over the place, that might actually show more human-like behavior? Exactly. Confidence in responses tells you a lot. If an AI gives consistent answers on easier questions but varies wildly on difficult ones, that mimics human behavior. Plus, there's this temperature setting that controls how creative or random the AI's outputs are, which you should tweak too. Oh, wow, so adjusting that can really help in understanding how the AI operates? Yes, it's crucial for proper Turing tests. Start at a temperature of around 0.7 or 0.8, generate multiple responses, and analyze the distribution. It'll give you a much clearer picture of the model's reliability and behavior. So, to wrap it all up, what are the key takeaways here? Great question. Just remember, when it comes to the Turing test, you really have to account for version stability, the hidden system prompts, and avoid relying solely on top predictions. It's all about getting a holistic view of the model's capabilities. That's a wrap for this episode of the Banana Thumbnail Podcast. Thanks for listening, and we hope you avoid these pitfalls in your AI testing. We'll catch you in the next one.